The readings of this Sunday are somewhat, to many, confusing, especially the gospel. We will not try that. We've done it before, and it never seems to please anyone. But it would seem, in some ways, that our Lord is praising the crooked servant, the crooked butler, who, in order to not be cast out into the darkness outside, made deals with everyone that owed his master. Either way, our Lord is, in fact, praising that we must be more intelligent, more cunning than the children of this world. And he says the children of this world are indeed very cunning. And so you must be more than they. Interesting thought, but it is from our Lord himself. To us, and hopefully none of us are in that situation, and if you are, do something about it. Stop doing wrong and get thee to confession as soon as possible. But to us, the other reading, that is from the epistle of Blessed Paul the Apostle to the Romans, is more important. And it is a continuation. After all, the epistle is the same epistle as we have been reading already. We are told by God through his apostle, St. Paul, that we are debtors. And we are debtors. But he says, not to the flesh, not to the world. To whom are we debtors? We are debtors to him. We are debtors to our Lord Jesus Christ, to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit. And we must live not according to the flesh, to the desires of the flesh. Those who live according to the flesh and the desires of the flesh will fall. And the fall will not only be a small fall. And of course, any fall is not a pleasant thing anyway. We know too well. But it will be a fall into the darkest recesses of the everlasting, unending fires of hell, about which we should think more often. If you live according to the flesh, you shall die. Now, again, he is not speaking about our normal death. All of us, unless the Lord comes today, which he could, he can come anytime he wants, we will die. And then we will rise from the dead, some to go to the everlasting fires of hell. And that's your fault, not his, and most certainly not mine either. Others will rise to eternal life. And that is something for which we should be working and fighting and praying and making sacrifices all the time. So if you are following, if you are debtors of the flesh and of the things of this world that pass, then you will die. But if you are debtors, as you should be, to God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, of course, what spirit? Your spirit. We all have a body and soul. The soul is our spirit. It is eternal. It is immortal. Our body is not. But it will rise at the last day, as our Lord has promised, and about which we believe firmly. We will rise on the last day if we live according to the Spirit. We shall rise according to the Spirit. Whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. the children of God. And he speaks here of the adoption of the children of God by baptism, by faith, by baptism, and the other sacraments. We become part of the family of God, which in this earth is the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, outside of which there is no salvation. Some people have a hard time understanding that, even some in the church. They do not want to be limited. Well, it is God that limits. It is God that tells us how it is, how it's going to be. So, you are sons and daughters of God in the Spirit. And he continues, you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear. We are born in original sin. That is the bondage, the spirit of bondage in fear. Once we have been baptized, once we have been cleansed from original sin, once we have been made part of the mystical body of Christ, his family, on earth and in heaven eventually, then we become adopted children of God. And therefore, as we see throughout the scriptures, we can call him Abba, Father. Something that not everybody can do. Something that not everybody has the privilege or the power to do. And he says it is the Spirit himself, the Spirit of God, the Father and of the Son, who giveth testimony to our spirit, to our souls, that we are indeed the sons of God. And if we are sons of God, even by adoption, because there is only one Son of God, Jesus Christ, from eternity and in time becoming, by his will and the cooperation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Son of the Virgin, becoming one of us to save us from ourselves and from our sins by his life, death, and resurrection. So, if we are sons of God, by this adoption which is given to us through the sacraments, and especially the sacrament of baptism, then we also are heirs of God. Now, heirs of what? Heirs of $1 million, heirs of an island in the Mediterranean or the Pacific? Not at all. We are heirs of heaven. And there's nothing greater than heaven. There's nothing greater to which we should aspire and long for and work for and indeed suffer for than heaven. And so therefore, we become heirs indeed of God and joint heirs with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. What a better thing can there be? What a greater glory can there be? What a greater hope for us can there be? What a greater joy for us can there be? That if we live according to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and his Holy Church, we have the virtue of hope. If we are in a state of grace, we have the virtue of charity. Charity equals grace. But if we live according to grace, to charity, then we have the virtue of hope. Hope which assures us that he will not be failing to us. He will not let us down. He will take us to the everlasting realms of heaven. And thus we shall be indeed co-heirs with Christ of that which is his by his very nature as God, and which he gives to us through his very nature as God made man, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Always serve him. Always listen to him. Always obey him. And then have hope that you will be with him forever in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.